looking for mainly towards the middle to end of the week, temperatures reaching up into the mid to upper 90s. While we have that forecast now, there are some caveats to that where we can see the potential for some overnight and early morning thunderstorms, which may put a damper on some of these temperatures, especially looking at Wednesday and Thursday. If we get some overnight showers and storms, that could significantly decrease temperatures during the day. But right now, we're still advertising temperatures in the 90s with heat indices reaching upwards to 100 or over possibly, especially towards the end of the week here. But we're basically dealing with a pretty strong ridge setting up over the Rockies here, and we're going to see pretty strong southerly flow kick into our area here midweek, which will help increase the temperatures and humidity quite a bit locally.
Is there the potential for heat advisories being issued because we haven't had any of those yet?
I know it's been a quiet year, but if we do continue to see this trend towards these hot temperatures and heat indices over 100, that will definitely be something that we will have to look into, but it's very possible that we can be thinking about heat headlines later this week.
And then in terms of how long this heat will hang around, what are we talking about there?
Well, right now, while we do see temperatures slowly start to die off this weekend, they're still going to be pretty hot. And by we're generally looking at temperatures still close to 90. But the good thing about the weekend is we start to see the humidity die off just a little bit, which will help make the heat index feel a little less oppressive. But still, 90 degrees is 90 degrees, so we'll definitely still feel the heat over the weekend. So it's going to be quite a stretch of hot temperatures for us here.